Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Justice Department is giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Fed calls the barrier illegal and said it poses a serious risk to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its borders. The Justice Department is giving the governor until 2 p.m. today local time to confirm he's received the letter and to commit to removing the barrier. At least six people are dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago, Illinois area. The violence began Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery and found inside of a vehicle in an alley. Since then, more than 20 others were injured in other shootings, with the victims ranging from ages 13 to 64. GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis backs fellow candidate Donald Trump against the Department of Justice and their January 6 charges against Trump.
He said the events on Capitol Hill were not as bad as it's been portrayed.
It was not an insurrection. These are people that were there to attend a rally, and then they were there to protest.
The Florida governor on Stay Free with Russell Brand said while it evolved into a riot,
the idea that this was a plan to somehow overthrow the government of the United States is not true.
However, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn told CNN he strongly opposes that viewpoint.
Not everybody there may have not been there to overthrow the government. You could have that opinion, that's fine. But to come out and say that it wasn't, then you're wrong, Mr. DeSantis.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Today is officially National Cousins Day, so reach out to those family members. USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A woman is dead after what's being described as an apparent bear encounter near Yellowstone National Park. Officials say the body of a woman was found Saturday on Buttermilk Trail west of West Yellowstone, Montana. Grizzly bear tracks were found at the scene. According to authorities, citing human safety, the Custer-Gallatin National Forest issued an emergency closure of the Buttermilk area. An investigation is ongoing. Twitter is ditching their bird logo for one more in tune with the Elon Musk brand.
Elon Musk says he's getting rid of the current logo. In a pair of tweets, he said, quote, "Soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." He said in a second tweet that a new logo could go live worldwide Monday and posted an image of a flickering X. Twitter changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company last October. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Excessive heat warnings are being extended throughout parts of the United States at least through midweek. The alerts affected tens of millions of Americans over the weekend, while dangerous level temperatures hit the west and south. Phoenix, Arizona, and Salt Lake City, Utah, reached new daily highs on Saturday. Other states saw triple digits, included California, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. UPS and Teamsters Union announced they will return to the bargaining table tomorrow to continue contract negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
You know, speaking of stop, I just want to say that this president and this administration, right? I mean, this is nuts. It's just relentless what they seem to do. I mean, forget about the Constitution. I mean, you've been in office already, and somehow you got yourself convinced that Bidenomics is working. You're killing the middle class at every turn, what you have done to this country. And of course, you know, as time is drawing nigh and there's a possibility that Joe Biden may not get reelected if he even makes it to 2024 because of his health and other issues. I'm not suggesting anything else by that. But, you know, I think you're all, when we're all thinking that, you know, can he possibly make it? Because with every week and every month gone by, every time you see him on TV, he looks more and more feeble. And it is pathetic. So meanwhile, his policymakers are going, look it, we've got to go full steam ahead. And of course, we just haven't done enough regarding, you know, control and power over people's thoughts. And so now we got to get the thought police out in full force. John Whitehead is with us, constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, fine, busy. Very concerned about the future of the country. Very, very concerned.
Well, without a doubt, and it seems that the country is waking up, but it just cannot be fast enough, John. I mean, the numbers are indicating. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Yeah, what I see, there are people who are waking up, but, I mean, the way that the government has control over the media, which they do, they've infiltrated the media. That's, I'd say there have been a number of good journalists that have come out and said that. And a lot of things coming down upon us that if we do not get informed, we're going to get completely wiped out because we're not going to know what's going on. With artificial intelligence now taking over the internet and with what I'm seeing, and it's getting very, very dangerous. The government has expanded in every direction that the founding fathers, the people who gave us this country, believed that, you know, all human beings had inalienable rights. In other words, there were rights that couldn't be taken away from you. Even if you didn't exercise them when you got ready to do it, you still had them. People today, when you mention that term to them or talk to them about it, they have no idea. They don't know what's in the Constitution. The Constitution, like you say earlier, it's in trouble, but it's dead. It'll be dead until we revive it. And the only way it's going to revive is for the American people to start using it and getting out and getting active in local governments, and getting in city council meetings, school board meetings, demanding that your representatives, by the way, in Congress. Let me ask you this question, people listening to this program. How often have you ever met or talked to one of your representatives in Congress, the people from your government, your state? Wow? You never?
Yeah. Right.
They should be in front of you on a regular basis answering questions.
Exactly.
That's their job. Remember, the Constitution starts with that. Those three words, we the people, we are the government. Make them stand up to the truth of what James Madison and the great founding fathers gave us this country. I mean, And the other thing that's really important here, and I see it's more really disturbing, is the complete moral collapse of this country.
Well, that's and the basis. That's the foundation of it all, John.
It's all. Well, John Adams said it. He said the Constitution was written for Christian and moral people.
Right.
What he was meaning, he said, you have to know the difference between right and wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about your government? Do you know how it works, how it should work, you know? When they do polls now, you know, the average American can't tell you any of the freedoms of the First Amendment and stuff like that. We've lost it, folks. And, no, not really lost it. That's not the word. We've given it away. And we've moved into a state of martial law in this country, by the way, and that's one of the most alarming trends I see, with over 200,000 heavily armed federal agents now running around, from the IRS to the Veterans Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, the Social Security Administration, all have SWAT teams and armored weapons and hollow point bullets now.
Over Let me ask you this. Why is that so?
They're very paranoid. The people who run the government, so-called deep state, you're talking about Biden. Biden does not run the government. We know that. I mean, he has trouble finding his way out the door after he gives a speech back to his bathroom or whatever. The thing is that, again, the studies have shown out of Harvard and Princeton that we're ruled by 585 billionaires, the so-called deep state. And this has been going on for a long time. Franklin Roosevelt did a memo to one of his assistants just saying, hey, since the days of Andrew Jackson, the banks have run the government. See, money, that's the point, not we the people. And we've allowed that, by the way, because we said that. We just think that everything's going to be fine. We watch our TV, and it's not fine, folks. When sooner or later, if you're paying attention to these all these kind of programs going on now with them using mental health roundups, police arriving at people's doors because the neighbors complain that they may be crazy. When you have 1.6 million people a year disappearing into psychiatric wards because the police have arrested them and taken away, that's called civil commitment. I mean, people do not know that, but we've handled some of those cases we could talk about in a minute, but it's disturbing what's going on in this country. But we've got to get our act together and start figuring out what we're going to do to stop this, because with the way it's going, like I say, the science is moving so darn fast, and with all these agents running around, and Biden now hiring these 87,000 new IRS agents, they're all armed, by the way, and asking for 100,000 new police agents across the country.
Yeah. Our government itself is running low on ammo, but the IRS has plenty. Go figure.
IRS,
I mean, this is how
they all have a lot of bullets. They actually contracted with the so-called ATK Corporation to get 1.6 million hollow point bullets. Well, I'm a former infantry officer. We could not use hollow point bullets. So they were considered inhuman because they expand on contact. If you see the photo of John Kennedy driving through and his head going off, that was a hollow point bullet hitting him in the head. That's what it does to people. We have government agents running around here in our country, listen, doing raids on American homes with hollow point bullets.
Yeah.
Listen,
no, that's
what
crazy.
Did George Washington say? Let me say it again. I said it many times across my line. Do not have a standing army on American soil.
Right.
That's what they say.
Exactly.
That's why we have a Bill of Rights, folks, in the Constitution. They fought it.
Well, John, the reason I was asking about why the government is empowering and has this level of force on the street, I think it goes back to the basics of what you said, and that is that it has violated the Constitution. Our government was never to be this size. It was never to operate like this. And when it becomes an oppressive entity, it is outside of the boundaries of the Constitution. You can't force enough people, and you don't have enough time in which to do that. And so what you have to do is you have to cause them to fear. And the problem is that you're going to fear something. Either you're going to fear God or you're going to fear man. And what these politicians have done is they have supplanted God, and they're making the people fearful of them, the government, not God. And heaven help us, because I believe at the root of all this, because it goes back to what you said earlier, and that is that the Constitution was designed for a moral and righteous people. Anything else, it doesn't fit. And so this is why it's not working. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to fix something that is outside of its spectrum and its capacity to do. And so what's going to happen is they're leading us down a road to revolt, John. And now they're going to really have some serious troubles. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up after that. More from John Whitehead after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry recently announced a new outreach in Cameroon, a country that is predominantly Christian but often blurs the truth of the gospel with local religions and traditions. It's easy for new believers to blend the gospel with their traditional beliefs, resulting in a mixed-up religion that's not really Christianity at all. This is why it's so important for new believers to be firmly grounded in gospel truth according to God's Word. The Tide Ministry utilizes local languages to share the unerring Word of God with millions of listeners who might not have heard the true gospel before. To combat the confusion of local religious influence, mistranslations, or other false teachings, we strive to teach the pure scriptural truth about Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the truth about Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we were saying right before break, is that, I believe we're being set up. You know, as John's been reporting on this for years and how the government has been warrioring up and, at every turn. I mean, they love this stuff. I mean, you can't even have a country music star write a great. I think the song was terrific, you know, not in my small town. And all of a sudden, you know, even country music, you know, they've folded up like a $2 chair, John. And, you know, and that's just, you know, that's not the way we're going to win this war. You've got to have some courage. You got to know what you stand for and what you believe in. That song from Jason Aldean, I think it says it captured the sentiment not only of small town America, but I think, you know, much of America. Yes, in some of these, you know, bigger states, these blue states that are so compromised and these people have lost their minds, you know, and I think this is the sad thing about having so many people in a concentrated area. It's like they're in self-made silos. They all think the same. They talk the same. I mean, I was talking to a friend who lives in New York, and he's a rare breed, and he's a conservative. And I said, what do you feel like in the midst of, you know, liberal New York at every turn? He goes, oh, well, we have to talk quietly. And I said, I bet you do, you know, because everybody's emotions. I mean, if you're not dealing with the people outside, you know, and you were talking about people with mental conditions, and there's lots of mental instability in New York there and homelessness combined, you know, with the crime rates and everything going through the roof. Man, people are just, they're a trigger just getting ready to be fired all the time, it seems.
Yeah, and like you said, we're being set up, and it's the government that plots all the time. It's been doing that for many, many years now. Again, I've researched it. My book, Battlefield America, goes into it. But the thing is that they're watching, like I say, they're really paranoid. They're heavy into pre-crime now, the government is. They're watching everything we're doing. They have these real-time crime centers, 123 fusion centers across the country, and there are these big embedded buildings with screens on all the walls. They're watching where people are traveling, what they're doing. Your TV sets now are reporting on you. The police now have an app that they call the Shadow Dragon app, which used to take a policeman months to get all your information together. They can do it in an hour now with these apps. Mm-hmm. They can go over everything you've done and pinpoint who the troublemakers are. And and they're doing more of these knock and talks. They come and knock on your door if you've been reported by a neighbor. And all a judge has to do is assign an order and you can be taken away. And that's what they did in the old Soviet Union. I had a former Department of Homeland Security agent who met with me. He said, John, you know where the name Homeland Security comes from? And I went, where? He goes, the Soviet Union. It's a Soviet Union term. So the old Soviet Union, they locked up people for doing paintings they didn't like, the government, poems. Alexander Solzhenitsyn just wrote letters against the
right, exactly.
And he was taken away to a concentration camp. And we're seeing that, by the way. It's happening in these civil commitments. And look it up, folks. Civil commitments are very, very dangerous. And with red flag gun laws now spreading across the country, where they're looking for anything that will make you look a little weird, and they'll come get your gun. They do not want people to have arms. They do not want the American people to be able to resist. And so, like you said, we're being set up, and the only way we can do it is start critical thinking. And you were going into that earlier, but they don't want us to think critically. They want us to fall into the woke stuff, the PC stuff, political correctness. And George Carlin said it best, political correctness is just fascism disguised as a politeness. And that's what it is. They don't want you to think critically. And here's the thing I keep telling you. I'm a free speech advocate. I tell people this. Listen, I may not agree with your opinion, but I'll fight for you to be able to
speak your opinion. And I think, I think many of us will.
I want America to go forward. And, you know, again, that's why that flag is flying. That's why people will go overseas and fight. They want to fight for freedom, a lot of them do. And that's what we need. We need more freedom. Listen, don't get into this mold where, oh, okay, we're not going to have anything to do with that guy because he said these words or those words. Don't do that. They want you to get isolated from everybody, by the way.
Exactly.
And fall right into line with what the government want. And it's what Hitler said it. He says the best thing for a ruler is a sleepwalking people. And what's a sleepwalking people? That's people who don't think. They just follow whatever they see on the news, by the way. And don't trust the national news, folks. It's not what you think it is. I'll tell you that. Carl Bernstein of Bernstein and Woodward, the great Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, after they outed Nixon, he went on to do reporting with the New York Times and places like that. And he wrote a detailed article saying, hey, this is not what you think it is, folks. The NSA, CIA, FBI, they actually vet articles for these publications. So,
and they've really, and they've doubled down their efforts. And of course, the thing that amazes me, John, is that with all the evidence that came out, I mean, let's go back to 2020, and you realize, you know, with the, with the Twitter papers and everything that we saw clearly that the FBI and the intelligence community did everything they could to interfere with the election. And there's no, you know, there's no consequence to them for doing that.
No.
You know, and so the thing was fixed. I mean, it really got rigged on such a massive level. And for them to get away with it like this is like, we're done. We're done. If they can pull this off with impunity and then go and arrest Donald Trump and keep indicting him three ways to Sunday and trying to kneecap him to take him out. I mean, we're like Spain. This is Bolsonaro, or, you know, not Spain, but who is it? The well, Bolsonaro. It's Brazil. What happened with them in their election, right? I mean, and now they got it. They passed a law to where the guy can't run again. You know, I don't know, for another 8 years or something. You know, they took him way out. I mean, and not like what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do with Trump is forever. I mean, this guy will never, ever see the inside of the Oval Office or even think about it. That's their ultimate goal in all this.
And here's the key, folks. I keep telling people this. Numbers, the government fears numbers. I often said this, is that one person at a city council meeting with a size considered a weirdo, three people with the same size considered a movement. They get a little nervous. Now, here's the point. There are 332 million Americans in the United States. If one-third of those Americans would say, we've had it, we want our freedom back, we want our government back, we want our government to get out of our lives and stop watching everything we're doing, we don't want Orwell's thought police, we're going to fight this, you could back them off, you know, and it can be done nonviolently, by the way. But we're going to have to stop sitting around just staring at the TV set, addicted to the screen devices, which is freaking me out when I see all these young people today. All they do is stare at their screen devices. That's run by Facebook and Microsoft and groups like that, and Amazon, by the way, who work for the federal government.
And the FBI is in there, too. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So the FBI now has been caught. They've installed over 7,000 surveillance cameras across the United States where they can collect information on you walking down the street. They can study your emotions on your face, things like that. And we're coming to a point, by the way, if you're walking down the street and you have the wrong look on your face, I had some friends that were in China, by the way, and they said they were freaked out because in China, as they were eating lunch, they said the police cars would drive up and pull people off the streets and drive off with them. Cameras were watching them. That is, we're moving in that direction in America, folks. And when it comes over us, it's going to come over us and swallow us. So the time, if you don't want to be swallowed by tyranny, you're going to stand up for freedom. And that's the only hope we have.
Right. Well, again, it goes back full circle, John. Who do you fear? You fear the government or fear God? Okay.
Exactly.
When you fear the government, you get what you got right now. I mean,
fear
we have a situation.
Stupid. They know that. Fear makes people, don't be afraid. Why be afraid?
Right.
Just be wise.
Exactly.
Get together. Get educated. Education precedes action. Go to our website, Rutherford.org. We got all kinds of information to help you get educated and get down and get active in your government and your community, and we can change this world.
John, they got to care enough about it. That's really what comes down. You got to care enough about it. And maybe, you know, maybe we have to get more pain. But the only deal is, the problem is the longer you wait, the more complex it gets. And it's going to cost us more. And it could cost us more in terms of, exactly, without a doubt.
Big truth is power. Jesus spoke truth to power. You can get in trouble for it, but we need rebels in this country that care about one another and are willing to get out there and...
Thank you, John Whitehead. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like time keeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The Associated Press is reporting that thousands of illegal disposable vapes are pouring into the U.S. from China, despite recent action by the FDA. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
A wave of illegal disposable vapes and kid-friendly flavors is flooding in from China. The FDA needs to act now and pull them off store shelves. As a mother and former policymaker, I can tell you there is no time to wait.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Fed calls the barrier illegal and said it poses a serious risk to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its borders. The Justice Department is giving the governor until 2 p.m. today local time to confirm he's received the letter and to commit to removing the barrier. At least six people are dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago, Illinois area. The violence began Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery and found inside of a vehicle in an alley. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Andrew Admenjewski is with us. He is the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Hey, good morning, Adam. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. In some regard, it's just that you come bearing such truth. And sometimes for people, it's like, oh, my gosh, do we really want to hear this? Well, this is the problem, because you didn't want to hear it for so long. It's been mounting up, and they've been getting away with this insanity. I mean, even to the point, we're going to be talking about Dr. Fauci in just a second. And I don't know if you saw this, but, the White House has launched a new Office of Pandemic Preparedness. Now, that's to prepare us for and respond to potential pandemics. Now, the Democrats realize that pandemic's been very, very good for the party and very, very good for, some White House results. So we got to make sure that we have a pandemic, a czar. And they have appointed Paul Friedrichs. He's a combat surgeon, a retired Air Force Major General. Now, I believe that this could end up being hand in glove with what's happening in the back rooms that we've been reporting on for about the last 5-6 months. And that is a move by Joe Biden and this administration to surrender our sovereignty when it comes to pandemics to the WHO. Do you see any connection here on that, Adam?
Well, look, not surprising. So the top ethics officer at the National Institutes of Health is none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci's wife, Christine Grady. Christine Grady has pushed for repeatedly, and we have this in a research file, during the pandemic and afterwards, more global centralized control and less individual state actor control. So this has, in the Biden administration, in the National Institutes of Health, with very powerful people like Dr. Anthony Fauci's wife, that idea has legs.
Yeah, and we kind of laugh at it, but this is serious. I mean, look at the consequences. I mean, there's been really no true, postpartum on how we handled COVID. I mean, there are some, journalistic outlets like Epoch Times and others, but very little. I mean, you're not seeing a big reveal, you know, from the New York Times or Washington Post or anybody or any other major network doing any big reveal, any big follow-up of COVID. It's like it's just happened, and we're still trying to get, you know, the cobwebs out of our brains. And there is so much to look at. And what I'm concerned about and have been from day one is the numbers have been so compromised. Because even right now, Adam, some of the numbers that they're posing, they're, oh, well, the CDC is adjusting numbers. And you hear percentages being thrown around left and right. And I'm going, okay, what am I missing here? Because the CDC at one point had to admit glumly that about less than 4% actually of the people who died of, you know, COVID allegedly actually died of COVID 100%. The others were related, you know, marginally related. They could be associated with it. The government was rewarding these numbers. So the more numbers of people that you had dying of COVID, the better it was for you, and you were paid accordingly, right? So these numbers are so prejudiced that I think we need to have some sort of filtering system to look at what happened really and how we handled it. And maybe along the way, there might even be some courage to actually do the research to say, okay, let's quit dancing around this thing. We know that it came out of China. It came out of the Wuhan lab. I don't know how much more evidence we need. And, you know, the question still remains is whether or not it was an accident or something done on purpose. And I think that it's probably a combination of the two, that maybe it started out as an accident, but the rest of it was on purpose, in my humble opinion.
Well, there's three basic areas that have received scrutiny over the course of last, you know, this year and starting last year. Number one has been education and K-12 systems. You know, the data is out. This was horrible. The lockdowns were not necessary for children, and it destroyed math and reading scores across the country in the most vulnerable groups, that of working class and middle-class students. Right. Number two, nearly every federal program over the course of the last 3 years during the pandemic was either legally looted or illegally looted. And, yes, you know, all of those numbers are coming to light. Here's the third thing, and this happened this week in the well of the United States Senate. Dr. Rand Paul introduced an amendment to open up third-party royalties. So he tried to attach this to an existing piece of legislation in a committee controlled by Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders actually shut it down with the help of Lisa Murkowski, the Republican U.S. Senator from Alaska. Everyone remembers, you know, when Paul had Fauci under questioning in the Senate on third-party royalties, and Fauci's received 36 royalties over the course of the last decade, and he refused to say who paid him, how much the royalty was, or what the invention was. And this is the same. Our team has pioneered this at OpenTheBooks.com. This is the same for 54,000 payments since 2009 through September of 2021 for $325 million to 2,407 scientists. We don't know who paid them, how much on an individual basis, for what invention. The National Institutes of Health is battling us in federal court. Paul introduced that amendment this week. Very well done, and it was shut down on a vote in Senator Sanders' committee.
Right. Yeah, this you and I talked about this before, and I find it quite astounding because for everybody else in the workplace, Adam, you know that if you create anything, and this is, you know, this is law. If you're working for somebody, you're paid to do a job, and you come up with some great idea, and the company in essence, it's been decided legally that the company owns that idea. It doesn't belong to the person because you did it on company time, and in most cases probably utilizing a company computer and other instruments. But yet, when it comes to the government, Dr. Fauci and these scientists have been able to carve out an exception to the rule here. See, this is what really twists the heads of everyday, you know, freedom-loving Americans, because this is not fair. It's not right. It's not just that, you know, for very few people that they're able to take advantage of this. And of course, that's before we even get into all the other, you know, prejudice research papers that are done. But,
well,
you know,
let's
your point.
Break this.
Go ahead.
Let's break this down, because I've got a great example here on third-party royalties, why the transparency and being able to follow the money is so important. Because we know at OpenTheBooks.com, that every single year, the National Institutes of Health, they dole out $32 billion, with a B, dollars to about 50,000 recipients on grant making. Now we know that coming back through the other door over the course of the last decade have been 54,000 payments to the NIH, its leadership, its scientists, enriching the agency and its scientists and its leaders. And so here's how it worked with Moderna and Pfizer. So we know from federal checkbook data that Moderna and Pfizer, since 2008, have received $60 billion worth of contracts and grants from federal agencies. When their shots, the COVID shots, were greenlit during the pandemic, the profits to those two companies totaled $65 billion. And now we know from federal disclosures that those two companies have paid $500 million, $500 million, back to NIH and its scientists on splits of third-party royalty payments. We know that from lawsuits and from the NIH annual report disclosure.
Can we say quid pro quo here? Is this smell of a quid pro quo, in a sense?
So look, everybody during the pandemic thought big government was way too close to big pharma, and now we're just starting to learn, barely starting to learn the details on just how close they were.
Wow. Yeah, it's, you know, the old saying, as you say, you follow the money, and of course, as it's always been said about politics, you get some strange bedfellows, and it seems that the bedfellows here are very comfortable with one another and rewarding one another and keeping each other happy, all at the expense of the American people. And the expense, in some cases here, has been lethal, Adam. This is what really concerns me, and I don't know, outside of, you know, Dr. Rand Paul, who has the courage to, you know, to stay on top of this and keep this in the front. He must just be a thorn in their side, because he's trying to keep everything, you know, up front. And of course, Open the Books continues to hold them accountable as well. We've got more from Adam.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, Adam Andrzejewski continues with us, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. I'll tell you, every time Adam comes on, I appreciate your response. I know, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to hear the truth. You know, we want to believe that our government is looking out for us, but more and more it's becoming obvious that we're just a tool. You know, just pay your taxes, shut up, and they'll take care of everything. And they're happy to take care of themselves. Now, I say that, and you might think, well, that includes everybody in, you know, to elected office. No, it's an indictment against the system. And it's tough, just like what we're finding out, Adam, with the whistleblowers. I mean, you got two whistleblowers, you know, speaking out against the injustice in their own institution. And for them to do that, I mean, their careers, things that they were doing, their lives and enjoying what they're doing has all been turned on its head. They've become pariah of people that they were once friends and related to in the office. You know, the cost that they had to put out there on behalf of we the people. I mean, my appreciation for these whistleblowers or like anybody that stands up, especially against the government, because it is such a formidable force. They're well protected. They've got a system there that's been working very well for them. And heaven help you if you try to interrupt that system, as Donald Trump is finding out. But Donald Trump, what's he guilty of? He's guilty of trying to return, you know, this Democratic Republic to its constitutional roots. Well, the constitutional roots obviously doesn't work with this deep state and this infrastructure that they have been building over the years. And so this is the madness that we deal with. And Adam brings to you some evidence, clear evidence. And you got to understand, if it's happening here at this level, okay, when it comes to Dr. Fauci, this is one of those diseases like, you know, like leaven, it metastasized. This same type of system is operating throughout the entire government. Don't you have that sense, Adam, or is it just me just overreacting?
No, I mean, I think it, you know, this type of thinking is embedded throughout the federal government, throughout the bureaucracy. And, you know, as we follow the money at OpenTheBooks.com, I mean, we uncover all kinds of schemes and plans. So let's just take a deeper dive into this Pfizer, Moderna, National Institutes of Health, follow the money cycle. So as we talked about in the last segment, Moderna and Pfizer, since 2008, received $60 billion from taxpayer money that's on federal contracts and grants since 2008. Just during the 2 years of the pandemic, the calendar year 2020 and 2021, Pfizer and Moderna, according to their Wall Street disclosures, made profits collectively of $65 billion. And I want to break that number down because these numbers are so large they don't even mean anything to people anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's $1,000 a second of profits to your shareholders. Those
profits.
Profits, free and clear. After you pay for all expenses of the operation, the profits to Pfizer and Moderna were $65 billion during that two-year period. Now, we did take a look at their lobbying. The pharmaceutical industry, as an industry, last year in 2022, paid $374 million in federal lobbying. There's only 535 members of Congress, 100 senators, 435 members of the House.
Right.
They paid $1 million a day. What did they do on Christmas? They lobbied the feds, Congress, and the federal level institutions for $1 million. What did they do on July 4th? $1 million. What did they do yesterday? $1 million. Do you think your voice can compete with that, with this type of system? That's a question that has to be on the table.
The system's rigged. It's rigged, Adam. I mean, there's no way with that kind of firepower. I'm surprised, frankly. I mean, if these guys are all as greedy as they are, if somebody, I mean, here you are, you're doing the math. This probably could irritate people, you know, because the people in government are going to go, you know, these 545 people with their hands out, allegedly, they're going to look and say, wait a minute, you got $65 billion. We worked out, I mean, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, because this is the way they think. We gave you $65 billion. Where's our cut? Right? And even at $1 million a day, $1 million a day still isn't enough for the $65 billion you got. What does that work out? That's less than 10%, isn't it?
And look, I don't want to get too depressing for people because, I believe that America's at the shining city on a hill and one person can change the world. We prove that every day at OpenTheBooks.com. Mm-hmm. We've got a great...
But it starts with the truth, that Adam, and that's what you're
right.
bringing. You're bringing the truth. And we've got to understand that we need to pursue and understand and embrace the truth. Do not let it go because they have been lying to us for so long. And as you said, they're all in this silo together. This little, you know, this deep state operation... And they feel all justified. And if you think not, I mean, all you got to do is go back and listen to how Nancy Pelosi talked about, bragged about, you know, her impeachment, campaign and her group of attorneys and the congressmen that were, you know, so brave in impeaching the president. We ought to be so lucky to have them because they're so smart and they could be working any one of four jobs. But, you know, here they've chosen out of the service of their heart to provide service, for we the people.
Well, and here's what everybody listening to the program today has to understand. This is a golden age, and I want to give some evidence of that. You know, when we went to the moon, the computers that powered the Apollo spacecraft, they were 1/120,000,000th of the power of an iPhone 6.
Isn't that amazing?
An iPhone 6 could power 120 simultaneous Apollo missions to the moon. That's the computing power you have in your pocket. No one has an iPhone 6 anymore. You're up to like iPhone 14 or something like that.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
right. We
have to grasp the moment. This is a golden age. It is morning in America. And, you know, our collective voice, it contains more power than, and this is why it's feared. Our collective voice can change the world again.
How much good could we really be doing here, Adam? You know, if everybody was held accountable, you know, we wouldn't have to go to war and fight wars to support the military industrial complex, because this is part of the problem. America is misrepresented in so many ways. Mainstream America goes, wait a minute, why do people feel this way about us? Look at all the money that we pour into these countries, and yet we're the bad people. We're the bad people because we're not being represented in the manner of which Mainstream America looks like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you've got between the CIA and, you know, all these other, you know, third parties and NGOs that are involved that are thinking about their own interests, they're misrepresenting the United States of America and we the people. And based on what you're saying here, you're exactly right. But we've got to accumulate the truth and the right information to where America truly, truly embraces its roots. And that is to be a force for good and not for bad.
Well, and this is why we say that transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And that's our whole mission at OpenTheBooks.com, is to open the books, audit the books, expose the bad actors, and correct policy. And just here in 2023, we've been racking up some big wins. So
yes,
right away with the House Republican majority, they passed the Transparency and Legislation Act, 72-hour timeout to read the bill, and they coupled it with single-subject legislation, so no more omnibus bills. The bills are smaller, and we have 72 hours to go through the final version before the vote. You know, the Pentagon canceled in their K-12 public schools that serve 72,000 children, they canceled the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. And that was because of our investigation, coupled up with Fox News and the Republican majority in the House, that held the Pentagon accountable for what was being taught and who was leading that office. We got it canceled. You know, on Russia-China payments with Senator Ernst, we found $1.3 billion since 2017 flowed to the adversarial countries of Russia and China. And so there's legislation that has great momentum now in the Senate and the House to, and you saw the Biden administration just last week, finally, after 3 years, they finally made the formal official announcement to cut all taxpayer funding in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yeah. I know.
You know. Hooray! You know, 3 years late.
but that's the way our that's the way our government works and the way the Democrats work, because they figure, hey, look, we can apologize later. We'll just go ahead and we'll obliterate the Constitution, and, you know, if we have to admit it. But meanwhile, you know, our guy's in office. It goes back to what Harry Reid said, you know, in talking about John Kerry and the misrepresentation of his income tax. Well, he didn't get elected president, did he? You know, and he laughed about it.
And, you know, we've gone right after the big spenders in Congress, those Republicans and Democrats who brought back earmarks to fleece the American people. And, you know, the examples there are absolutely extraordinary. Here's real quick. Here's what the Senate appropriation.
We've got about a minute left, Adam. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. So rip through it. Go ahead.
Senate Appropriations Chair Patrick Leahy, he was there for about 3 or 4 decades. He was going to retire at the end of 2022. In one of his last legislative actions, he earmarked $30 million for the Honors College at the University of Vermont. After he retires in March, right here this spring, they make him a permanent position, a presidential fellow, and in May, they name the Honors College after Patrick Leahy.
Of course. Of course.
Then he did it again. He did it with the local airport, the Burlington Airport, $34 million. And in April, they renamed it after him.
They have no shame. They have no shame.
It's absolutely this is incredible.
And, of course, we know from the last time that you were here, the government waste on government waste, federal agencies admit reluctantly to $3 trillion in improper payments in 2004.
Right. Sometimes I forget our best work.
Well, no. Hey, well, I'm so glad you're here to report on it, because the American people need to be aware. And the door is always open to you here, Adam. Adam, thank you so much. OpenTheBooks.com is where you want to go for more information.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.